Yeah, so all right, so we're doing the Gemara a little further. That Amarabba Baravua Amarav Chaticha Sofi Shulchan Sofi Shashunim VaOchla Bonam Achlag Shabbos VaCham Rabbelezer Ma'iyah Ki Ochla Afilu LaOchla Nami. So we're doing Rashi. Rashi's funny because Rashi says Kivan Dam Amarabba Afal Gav Dam a little Potter the Binyan Shtei Chatichos Lav Devar Kol Amri Do Rabbelezer Machayev. Kivin Dhamma Misnade Vodan Velekala Memer Chulam Lazar Maisi Hochavadai Machayev Ha'ol Bolde Sufik. So he's trying to extrapolate from the fact that he's Misnadev, that he's definitely going to be Chayev in the case where he's. Where what? Where? Chatichachas. Maybe not. Maybe that case in Yishtei Chatichas, because they're Yechayev. But Misnadev is where you're not Chayev.
Right.
So it simply doesn't follow.
And why is he bringing the Chulam Bazar point?
And what?
Why is Rashi bringing the Chulam Bazar?
Yeah, I mean, why he brings it in general?
It's like somehow that's the transition from the Dava to Chova is. Get rid of the problem of
Kulam Azar. No, I think he's just saying that you can be Misnadev, and the Torah it's not considered Kulam Azar. The Torah gave you a right to be Misnadev.
Right, but if here you're Chayev, then of course
it's not. Yeah, you're Chayev.
So what is the Kulam Azar?
So how do you extrapolate from a case where it's a purely carbon adav on the pot of the gavra and the pot of the chefza to a case where he's Chayev, maybe over the Yishtei Chatichas? Okay, let's go further. In Rashi. That's the Kasha. Okay. Amar Ravashi.
Amar Ravashi, hi, the boina mixas isura, lerbi eliezer, liba de beba bimut, baba bimut, akamar. The Amar, preparek basra, preparek a maybe, I don't know. The kamam preparek, I'm skipping this. Maybe I shouldn't tell you because Yom Chotimot Yom Kippur. Amar Hamon Hazet Yom Enichen Osi Aisi Maybe. If they would have let me, the condemnation would let me bring an Hashem Talo even the day after Yom Kippur would have brought. Ela Omrimli Hamtin Hashem Bikanis the base of Suffolk. Wait till you get some sort of doubt. Lomar Hamtin Alamacha. Wait till tomorrow. Sheish Mikta Suffolk Shemachata Chatasa Hayom. So maybe there's you at least have some small Suffolk that maybe you. You sin today, the day after Yom Kippur, Avamot Yom Kippurim, but the day after Yom Kippur itself, Eimachash B'kach, Nechashash, Ba'kippur, Alav Yom Kippurim, Al Sveiko, Yom Kippur itself, as Mechapur, and Asafikaris, Kedamrim, and Perik Basra, or on any Suffolk, and Perik Basra, Chayv Yashamas, Tulios, Avalim, Yom Kippur, and Beturim. So you see that Yom Kippur is Mechapur for that which the Hashem Taloi takes care of. Aliba Dehai, but according to this position of the omen lo the muta ba'ina mikta suffix, you see you need some sort of mikta suffix, even according to Rebelezer. You're going chatichachas would certainly function for a mikta suffix. I feel Rebelezer, our Rabbanon, the Pligir Rebelezer, the Basra, the Amri, Ema, Vin, Ashram, Tali, Al, Dabash, and Donakaris, we hold that the mikta suffix is not sufficient, and you can't just bring it without having a shogeg of. Suffolk showed you Bevish is Donakaris. We might see having Machnis from Lazar, and if you were to try to bring it without Suffolk of Karis, then you bring Kulam Dazara, Pachanami, Patri. So here too, they'll say, your Pater, Mon Chaticha, the Dafka Ba'inan, Shei Chatichos.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
The Karina Mitzvos.
No, I don't know, isn't he Mochika? Because how does he know?
He holds like that position?
Yeah.
I know, Bobby too, but he doesn't take it out.
Look at it, he said the Karina.
Karina might be that
then.
He usually says what you erase. I mean, he says you.
What does the Shita say?
Whenever he erases things, he says what you erase.
And what does it say, yeah?
Leave the word Mitzvot.
And inserts the word Shtei Chatichos. What does the Karina mean? The Karina means referring to the Creek Silver Mitzvot, no?
He's referring to that the
Mitzvos Karina.
Yeah, that Yeshayim LaMikra.
Yeah, I know, all right. But he's putting him into that position for some reason. He's putting the Chum into that position.
Okay, for some reason. Okay, well, let's forget about that for a minute. But what is Rashi saying, basically? Valiba dahai boinim mixasufik. That if we held like Baba Ben Buta himself personally, it wouldn't work out. Because then he could bring, then we would say that it doesn't have to be Ochel.
Right?
But since we hold, like the Amru Lo, that after Yom Kippur, that if they had to give him enough time so that it would be reasonable that he did a Maisa Lav, RSA, so now we can say that Chatich Achas, that now we can extrapolate from that that Chatich Achas will operate.
To allow him to bring it as an Adava?
To be Machayev him to bring it as an Adava, if it's Chayev Krisus.
If it's Chayev Krisus?
Yeah. That's not going to be Chayev.
Even according to Bob and Buta or Bilal?
Yeah. Bob. You're not Chayev. It's a Navy of the Machayev. I didn't even know the Chayev.
He's
big tzaddik. It's called Hashem Chassidim.
So that's when it's not Sadek Krisus, it's just an Adava.
Right.
Saying
it
would be Chayev
and Ashantalo
in
Chatecha
Achas?
In
Chayev Krisus.
Right.
According to Rabbi Elazar.
Right, who holds, like Bava Ben Buta, like the Amrulo of Bava Ben Buta.
But they weren't referring to Chayev Krisus, they were just referring to the Nadav itself.
That's right.
The problem is, how do you get from there to there?
That's the question.
Really?
How do you get from there to there?
Doing
Yeah, that's right. That's an adava, but over here it's a chiyuv. So maybe he needs shtei chatichas.
Yeah, gonna be doing adava. Great, fine.
Right.
Right.
Okay, that's the problem.
Right.
I believe that's Tesis' problem, right?
Yeah, no, it's funny. Rashi isn't interesting, but
yeah.
Okay, let's take Tesis.
Right.
Right.
So after Yom Kippur.
It says it like it makes sense, though.
What?
Oh, she just said that, like, it makes sense. Like,
yeah, it makes perfect sense.
The question is, follow? You don't know how to read or something.
I must be missing something. After Yom Kippur, the slate is wiped clean, yes?
Yes.
So now he should wait one day because maybe he did something.
A Maisa. Maybe he did a Maisa. See, if you don't wait one day, so then he holds you can bring you just a Machshava. I feel I want to bring it. So you can bring it. Be Megan on something. I had a hurry of error, whatever. So the Gemara says, no, he doesn't hold that way. He holds you have to have a concrete Maisa, possibility of a concrete Maisa. So now the question is, but still, how do we go the distance from that case? And why is it dependent on that? So we go, if you say that way, then you could say Chayve Krisus is one Chaticha. Tough piece of Gemara. Okay, so Thesis raises the question.
Yeah, at least he raises the question.
Okay, let's see.
Question's easy. Okay. Bana machlokes Rabbi Elazar chamim ma'ir yaki yachla afilu ki lacha nami datan Rabbi Elazar omer misnadi b'chol. Tavim tomar my parach.
My parach.
What kind of questions am I asking? Enoch nami misnadi. You can be misnadi if you want. Abo hachu mechayev asham avor cheto. Bikmash lan tzar shiyavi enu. V'lo ba'ina chaticha mishnei chatichas. He's teaching you that you're chayev umar chaticha. You don't need two chatichas to be chayev. If you
want
to be
as an adult,
nobody's talking
about adult here. So, what does it say?
It's part of, that's what it's teaching you. It's teaching you a chovah.
That's what it's trying to teach you about Lazar Holt.
Yeah.
Right, not just that he's allowed to, but he's it's tzorach and you don't need it, but how does the fact that Ms. Made teach you that?
Of course, we could say, in a chanam in a snadev.
Yeah, we're also teaching in your chayiv.
Right. Right, right. And then the Gemara wants to prove to you that what? That you're not chayiv on, you don't need chatichachas, mishtei chatichas. Okay, go ahead.
The Ode Kasha Maila Parach Leila El Elohidi, Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Kai Chayav Machab Washim Tala.
So you ask the same question?
On the very price itself?
Yeah, why does he have to say that he's chayav Hashem Talui on eating the koi?
Of course,
he
was not living Hashem Talui, of course.
Filoch.
Filoch, like he was not there. Right, why didn't Mar ask on the price itself?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Yishlomar.
But if Filoch, he didn't do any maisa.
Where?
He didn't do anything.
That's right, but the Gemara is saying that since he also has been snadev, you don't have to do anything.
But that's not a nedava for something that I did.
It's a nedava for something that I think that I feel like I may have done.
But you said you didn't do a maisa.
I know, but that's what he holds. He holds that even after Yom Kippur. Did you do that Gemara in Yom Kippur? He says, personally, I bring it next day after Yom Kippur. In the morning, even though he couldn't have done it myself. Because I feel that maybe I did something that, whatever, chet katan, that's really a serious matter. I was mevatel Torah and I want to be megan. So you bring it on that too? So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. There has to be a tzuras on myself, achila. So therefore, you can only do it if you have the possibility of achilah. Okay. So the Tosfos asks, but what's the Gemara asking that even if he holds, you could be misnadev? Even if he holds, you can be misnadev stam. But over here, we're talking about chiyuv. So how does he go? So what, how can he prove that by a case of chiyuv that you don't even need to eat it? Doesn't make any sense. Okay, go ahead.
Vishlomar the Hochi Park. My area Kiachla. Perish Akarche Haidu Rabbi Elezer the Hocha Love Hainu Rabbi Elezer the Kai. Can't be the same sheep, the same person. The Imkain, my Kamashmulan Rav Nachman. What is Rav Nachman teaching us?
Because we know it already from Kai.
I don't understand. Rav Nachman is the one who held Ikvei Sura, right?
Rav Nachman also what?
Being an Ikvei Sura. That's the reason Shtei Nishikatilos. Okay, so what's he saying? What is Rav Nachman teaching us that what? Is it saying that
Kamash on
the
Rebbe Rashid
is
Rebbe
Lezer Kai?
Was
that
Rebbe
Nachman that's
here? Just a second.
No.
Okay. Okay. All right, so Tesis doesn't mean Rebbe Nachman. It means Rabbi.
Okay.
Okay, good. So my Kamash Mulan, Rabbi.
Well, it's they changed the Gemara from Rabbi to Rebbe Nachman.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, either way. But in other words,
two guys are really the same guy. Rabbi
and
Nachman in the same position.
Yeah, same
right.
Position.
The two Rebbe Eliezers, those are different.
Right.
So,
yeah, so, but what the Rebbe Eliezer, so therefore you can't, so therefore he changes the mandama before to Rebbe Eliezer, right?
Koi is Rebbe Eliezer?
Koi is Rebbe Eliezer.
Right, okay.
And this halacha is Rebbe Eliezer. Okay. Chayim Mucha Chasugya Mitaimim Asher Pirashti. ולכך פורח, הוד עומד בחתיכה אחס מחייב רבי אליעזר, השם תלוי מנולון הו. מנולון. הלא משכחס דרבי אליעזר, הלא משכחס, רבי אליעזר לא מצריך שתי חתיכות. אלא תימא עוד אמר, נשנא דבוד אמר שם טוב בכל יום, ומשום הוכי, מה יעשה אפילו בחתיכה אחס? ואם כן חובו לא הווה, ואם כן אפילו כי לא אוכל נמי. הבנתם מה שאתה אומר? ומשני רבי אליעזר ליבד אבבה במבוטו. מוצאי הם כמו כביש קונשוס. להשמינן זה רבי אליעזר סובר ישם למסורס. ומצווסקסיב. להשכחת נדה רבי אליעזר סלי פרק כמה לקדושים ישם למסורס. כבר בבק דבו. אם כן, לסני הכולו... לסני
means make a tonight?
Listening achla.
Listening
achla.
Listening means
a
tonight, or it means
no.
Teach?
Should
have
said.
No, no,
should
no.
Should have
said,
means
make
a tonight.
Not a tonight. No. Listening achla, you should learn achla, chova. The mitzvasksiv bo. Lo achla nadova. Niko mokal malkoch achla, I see hocha. Nai time, the seventh yeshem and the seristim came. Matzi maisi kmo kein acharini tuva. The sovi yeshem l'masores. V'od afilu sov b'alma yeshem l'masores. Svir le'ochi yeshem l'mikra. Mitam shek pirashti lil. Okay.
You've worked this out, right? This
is, yeah. Need the crypt sheet.
Very clear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the main thing is over here is Garish Rabbi Eliezer. I don't care, forget about it. Okay.
He's getting rid of the Kai problem. Kai, meaning we never heard that Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev and Mohaticha. That's what he's doing with that, no?
Right.
So he's getting rid of. So we don't know what Rabbi Eliezer holds by one Hatikha, whether you're Chayev or not.
Right. So now he's saying.
So you see, Rabbi's teaching me that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're Chayev for one piece. How does Rabbi know that? Maybe he just holds it in the dog. How do you use Rabbi?
Loparach. Hod amad b'chati chachas machayev Rabbi Eliezer, Hashem Tolui. Let's stop here. L'kach parach, hod amad b'chati chachas machayev Rabbi Eliezer, Hashem Tolui, min olach. Holo mishkachas. The Rabbi Eliezer lo matzuch shtei chatichos. אלא מטיימא דאמר משנא דאבדם אשם תלוי בכל יום. ומשום הכי מייסי אפילו בחתיכה אחס. ואם כן חובה לא הווה. ואם כן אפילו כי לא אוכל נמי. ומשני רבי אליעזר ליבד אבבה במבוטה כמה. ובמועצו יום הכיפורים כדפרש בקונטרוס. Okay, stop it. Yeah, so what is he saying?
So it seems like he's putting his very question into the Gemara. He's saying that's the question the Gemara is asking on Rabbo or Nachman. Is how do you, where do you get this from? You're just coming in or coming along, telling me a Tana's position, but what's your source for Rabbi Eliezer's position if not that his position of Misnadev? I mean, you can't infer from Misnadev in one Katicha that he's Chayiv in one Katicha. That's Gemara's very question. That's Gemara's question on Rabbah. Where are you inferring this from?
And it is because of Misnadev, then you don't even need one Chatifa.
See, when I did What?
He's saying you need to eat to bring in a dough.
No, you shouldn't eat to bring in a dough.
Well, let me tell you. Pass me the water. Thanks. Let me tell you. When I went over the sugya, I worked out Rashi first, and I think Tais is saying more or less the same thing. That he means like this. Why is it totally in Bava Ben Buta? Because if you're going to say that you could be misnadev on nothing, so then that has to be extrapolated from the primary case. But the primary case is not on nothing. The primary case is where it was Achal. I'll be right back. Hold on. In other words, like this, that you have a primary case from which you can extrapolate. Now, if you're going to tell me that you could bring carbon adobo for nothing, so the primary case can't be that you're chayiv on mysa. Because it's going to be too far removed. If the primary case is Yechayev on Maisa, so you can't go from there to you could just bring anything without a Maisa. If Yechayev on Maisa. Anything. Forget about Tuchatikon. Now, so therefore, in other words, you're going to have to say the primary case, you're not really Chayev. The Torah is telling you can bring in a dava if you do a maisa. Then you could say you could bring in a dava even if you didn't do a maisa, and you can extrapolate and extend from the primary case. That's what he's saying. But so that's why it's totally in Bava Ben Buta. Because if you say you can only do it if you have a structured maisa, then you can be Misnadev, so then the primary case could be where at least there's a suffix. But you can't say the primary case has to have Kviyas Isura. That's too far removed from the extrapolated case. You follow? In other words, you can't have a weird system that in order to be chayev, you need shtei chatichos. And yet, you could be misnadev for nothing. Not doing that. It's incommensurate. So therefore, what Rashi and what Tesis are both saying is that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's kasha was that since he could be misnadev on nothing, so then we should say that even if it's lo ochal, and because by ochal,
so it can make it with nothing.
Good second. Yeah, right. Because in other words, we should say that by the primary case, he's not chayef on a maisa achila. It's voluntary. He could be misnadev. And then you can go further and extrapolate from that if it's not a chedatzav achiv karis. But if it's not a chiv karis, so then even if you didn't do anything, it could be misnadev.
But a chiyuv karis, it's a chiyuv or not?
No.
So it's always in a double.
So that's what the Gemara was working on. The Gemara thought that it's always in a double. And the case, the primary case is with his afila. And the secondary case is when, where he doesn't have to do anything. So therefore, since it's an adava, so even in the primary case, if he wants a misnadev when he didn't do anything, he can do it. So that's the Gemara's kasha, my area. Since the whole thing is really, since the whole thing is really an adava, so even if he didn't do anything, he has a right to bring in a double.
Primary case.
Okay, so Taisu says that here. Taisu says, "Afilu kilo achal nami, umishimachim ma'isa afilu b'chticha hazun kain chova lo havi." It's not a chova. Umkain afilu kilo achal nami. Taisu is saying beautiful. He's saying you cannot say that it's a chova because then it would be incommensurate with the case where he did nothing. So you must say that it's an adava. So if it's an adava in the primary case, so he could bring it even if he didn't do anything. Follow? So now the Gemara answers. Umeshani, the Rebbe Eliezer, libe de bava ben buta kama, ugmoto yom kippurim kedepirish kubikuntris. That what does he say? What does he hold? He holds you need a concrete action. Not that a guy could just bring it, stam. So you need a concrete action. So since he holds you need a concrete action, so therefore in the primary case, you have to say that all you'd need is a suffix. You can't say you're going to require two chatichos. In other words, in the primary case, you have to say that if there's an actual suffix, then you're chayav. And if there is no actual suffix, then it's an adava.
That's the Hampton?
That's Bava Ben Buta.
This is the problem.
But you cannot say, so that's what he's telling you. Because it will be incommensurate to say that you're going to jump to Shtei Chatichas Kfiyas Yisura. Because then that makes sense if you say that Chatas, that he has to do an Avera that's Chayav Nala Chatas. But if you're telling me you could be misnadev on any maisa, because you think you may have done it, correct? So the primary case could be a chiyuva. That's true, because it's chayav krisus. But all it would need is just a mitzvah suffik. It needs maisa because you see you need maisa. So, but what kind of maisa would it need? A maisa that has a mitzvah suffik. Which is chaticha achas. That's
it's
Rashi.
It's a chiyuv in that case?
Excuse me?
According to Bava Ben Buta, you'd be chayiv.
Yes. According to the Amar law.
According to the Amar law, you'd be chayiv if it's a chaticha achas.
Yes.
Decreases.
Yes.
And you can extrapolate from that in a dava, if maybe I violate a law?
That if by a law, if I did it, maybe I violated a law, I could bring in a dava, right?
How can you make that extrapolation?
Why not? Because He holds it's an adava.
But you have a chiyuv.
Yeah, but the cheft is a cheft to show an adava. So he's saying, you have a chiyuv if you did a chayav krisus. But if you just did a lav, like the Ramban says, you're not really beholden, come out nothing. So therefore he holds that there you could bring in adava. A real adava. But you cannot go to extremes. You can't say that by a law you could bring in a dava. And the primary case requires kvias, that you must be chaticha ben chatichos, mishtei chatichos. Because that would prevent you from going, if you're only chayiv by chaticha, where it's kavua, that's the only time you're chayiv, so then it doesn't make sense that you could be misnadev on a possibility of by a lav. It's too far removed. It's incommensurable. That's what the Gemara said. That's the Rashi. Okay?
I don't understand because...
One second, let me just finish it. So he says, let's go back to Rashi. Chai ve'ashamas tluyin sh'avar layim yom ha'kipurim paturim Faliba dohai bo'inim miksa sufik, kigan chaticha achas afilu Rabbi Eliezer. Avo rabbonon, the pligia as Rabbi Eliezer, the perik basro, damri aim the vina shuntoli ela dovashe zdono chorus. There's only one case and we don't extrapolate. The maisi avakamach neschun lazara, hochanami patri. Over here also there'll be poter in the case where it's chaticha achas. The daf gebeinin, So he's saying that according to the Chacham that hold what? According to the Chacham that hold, you'll be my Sichun Lazara, unless it's Dovash Zdono Kores. Hachinami Patri, the Dafka Beinin, Shtechatechus, Kidakarinin, Mitzvot. That's the Chacham. So why does he pick on that one? Why doesn't he pick on Rav Nachman, Rav Zera, or Rav Nachman? Rav Zera holds because you need evidence. And according to Rav Nachman, it's simply Nikvias Yisura. Why does he say the Chachamim definitely hold Yesh Eim L'Mekra? That's the question. That's not so clear. But Rabbi Eliezer we worked out. That's the svara that it has to be commensurate. You can't go from Shtei Chatichas and Chiyuv to Nedava B'chol, okay? Or to Nedava, even on Maisa.
But you can't. Question on that point, really?
What?
Can I ask you a question on that point?
Yes.
Okay. Is, let's say, Bava Muta. So he's holding that you're Chayav, it's something for you, so Chatichas. Right? But we're saying your Chiyav to bring is to bring a Chatzav and a Dava. And therefore, he extends, since it's a Chatzav and a Dava, I have the right to bring this entry of the Dava, the Torah's Rishus, for any kind of Mikdos Safik on any other sin, even a lot. Right? So even though, yeah, Torah, the Parsha Torah is by a Chovah, but I'm extrapolating from the Chatzav. So now, what's the difference if you had held that the Parsha Torah is a chova by Shtei Chatichos Ikhvesur? That's Machayim me in the Cheftim and Adava. So I'm extrapolating from the Cheftim and Adava that I can bring it on as an Adava for any kind of sin. You're always extrapolating from the Chefta, and maybe the Chiyav to regenerate requires a Chiyas Isser. What is the Chiyav, which is a Chiyav, any bearing?
That's too far removed. In other words, you're saying that in order to be Chayav, I need more than that. First of all, if I wanted Misnadav, I could always be Misnadav on a lav on anything.
Right.
Okay. And you're saying, but the case of Chiyuv,
right,
I'm going to require that it must be Achilas Chelev, which is Achilas Shel Chayv Krisus,
right,
and then it must be Ikve Yisura. I mean, that's too many requirements already. That would make that case a limited case. It would make it limited to that case. But if you say it's an adavo on any kind of a doubt, even chaticha achas, so then the Torah didn't give details for the case. The Torah says as long as you have a suffix, and what generates the suffix? The achila. So all you need is one chaticha. Now you could say that if you have a suffix on a lav, it's not a chiyuv, but it's a nedava. But you can't say that he holds that you need chayv krisus to be eat chayv krisus, but not only that, but you require kviyas isura also. So then, it's so many requirements that it shows you that it's a fixed system. And you can't extrapolate from there to stama sofer. That's what Rashi wants. Okay?
But you're extrapolating. How can you ever extrapolate from Chovah to Nedava?
Because he's saying, why did the Torah give this...
Machayev me to bring it.
Right, because it bothers me, so the Torah is Machayev me to bring a Nedava.
Fine, but who says you have the right to bring as a Nedava? Totally different
case in
the
Chafta. No. You can't just look at the Chafta. There's no harmony between the primary case and between the extrapolated case. And you can't just look at the fact that the Chafta is up. You have to look at the whole nature of the Chiyuv. Okay, let's see. Now, what does Taisa say? Taisa says pretty much the same thing. And Mashani Rebel is above Muta. Kid appears per Kuntras. Can you pierce your conscience? And that's what I'm telling you. Oh, so I'm right that I got it out of Russia. Because Texas is telling you should get that out of Russia. Now, the also Ashmeinin, the Rebbe Eliezer Sovar Yeshem Lumasaurus, who mitzvasksev. The Ashkachna, what is the comment that you hear? That Rabbi Eliezer holds. Oh, because, in other words, how's he going to read it? He's saying it's Chatichachas. So you see from the fact that it's Chatichachas that it's Yeshem Limasoris. That it's Yeshem Limasoris. Mitzvasksiv. Dashkatan Rebel is this a pair of common condition, Yeshian and Masoris. Gabba Bivigdo Bo. Bo. And Cain, Lisni, Ochlo, Chovo, the Mitzvahs Kisit Bo. Lo Ochlo, Nidovo. Why the mitzvahs ksiv? Lo achlo is the davo.
But he
What's bothering you, man?
Which part?
What?
Which part are you on?
And Cain listening to Achlachova, to Mitzvahs Ksiv Bo. Lo Achla Nedava. In other words, he's saying that if you're learning out from Yeshayim and Masoris, so then it would be commensurate. Because the Yeshayim and Masoris is telling you that Ochlo is Chayav on one Chaticha. Right?
Yeah.
You're Chayav on a Dava. But that wouldn't be incommensurate with saying that if you didn't need it, you could still bring in a Dava. Right? On a Chayav Kriyas. If you didn't need it, but there was a possibility on a chayv krisus. So could you bring in a dove or not?
Like you want something in one piece?
No. Where you didn't need anything.
You need anything.
Right.
If you hold on according to a shray, if you hold on, you could buy for the rafas?
Yes.
Even for the rafas?
The rafas, yeah.
Right. That's what you're saying.
So what, the guy was just Maharan? Did he want to eat it? Or something like that?
I think Taisus is asking like this, that if you're going to say that it's Yeshayim L'Masoris, so then it wouldn't be incommensurable to say the Yechayev on Chaticha Achas B'Vadai, if you ate it.
Right.
But you can extrapolate from there that if you didn't eat it, but you just think maybe you ate it, so you could still bring in a dava. Just like by a lav, if you think maybe you were over, you could bring it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So the Gemara's kash is going to come back. Why do you say what? That chaticha achas, even if it's lo achlo, he could bring it b'taras nedava.
What's the case of lo achlo?
That he thinks he ate, just like by the lav. So if you're gonna, in other words, if you're gonna tell me that he owes Yeshayim and Masoris, so he's telling you that this, in this case you chayev.
Okay.
But the chefs is a chefs on a dava.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with saying that in a case where he doesn't know if he ate it, even though it's a chayev and priestess, he could bring in a dava.
Okay.
Right? There's nothing contradictory about that. So the Gemara's kasha will still be there. Why are you telling me one chaticha, even if you didn't need anything, you could bring it?
As an adava.
As an adava. Okay. So Taisus' answer is that no, he's not telling you that he holds Yeshayim L'Masoris. Because, for whatever, Taisus knocks it off. So if he's not holding Yeshayim L'Masoris, so then he must hold that intrinsically, let's say because of evidence, or because in Yikviyas Yisur, or you don't need Yikviyas Yisur, or because of evidence. You don't need evidence, you don't need Yikviyas Yisur, you just need a Maisa Sufik. So any Maisa Sufik is Machayev. And if you didn't do a Maisa, there is no Chiyuv. And the primary case is just the case of Chiyuv. I mean, but why can't I say that that's if you ate it? But if you didn't eat it,